Now, Alex, here's the most important part. I have been kind of quiet about it in the public because I was hoping it would flesh out in the Proud Boys trial in the courtroom. There are whistleblowers internally that Tucker had indicated there was facial recognition of the individuals at that frontline breach, that first breach where the barricades were, where the guy, Ryan Samsel with the red hat was, and Ray Epps was whispering in his ear. They have internal whistleblowers who are, they're prohibited from volunteering this information, but if called to testify, would certainly do that. They found that the majority of the people at that first breach were feds. In fact, it was a difficult time finding people to prosecute. The majority of them, I will state. Now, that will have to be stated by those whistleblowers if called to testify. But in most cases, the judges, and this has been the pushback, the attorneys say that the judge will shut it down because they're on a fishing expedition. This evidence exists. Tucker Carlson admitted to that last week. There is plenty of evidence of all of these federal agents, quite a few of them. Why can't we see it? Because it might reveal that they were the ones that were, in fact, breaking the law and provocateuring and causing people to do things they normally wouldn't do. You know, we're major investigation going on, uncovering the cartel deeply embedded in bribing public officials. And this is not conspiracy theory. Even El Chapo, through his testimony and also leaks through his attorney, that these politicians, if you ever wondered why the system is so corrupt, like the judges like Kelly, they're on the payroll. They get bribed. They get their trinkets on the side. They get these mortgage refinances. We're investigating that. And it's not a conspiracy theory because the president of Mexico is on the payroll of the Sinaloa cartel. FBI director was just brought up for trial. But that is a major, major investigation going on. And it's easy to see the anomalies when you do open source research because mortgages and title is out in the open. So we're going after who we suspect are corrupt criminals. We're going to expose them.
And by the way, that was my next point. It's like the season of exposure. Everything the globalists are doing right now is being exposed. And the Mexican president, who literally is known to work for the Sinaloa cartel, says if you target our cartels, we'll throw your elections. I mean, they talk about Russian collusion. Here's a head of state saying, I'll control your election.
El Chapo said out of his prison cell at ADX in Colorado, several stories below ground, that if it weren't for the American politicians on the payroll, he would have never been as successful as he was. That tells you everything you need to know.
All right, so it's a massive bailout. They're not calling it a bailout. And right at the same time that you have the incredible information, it's so over the top coming out, that the head of the CDC said, no, they created the bioweapon. It came out of the Pentagon. Obama, Fauci, they're all behind it. At the same time, all the deep state collusion with all the agencies and corporations illegally spying and surveilling way past the First Amendment. I mean, this is totally illegal. At the same time, the truth about the Ukraine war is coming out. At the same time, the truth about the Chi-Coms and Hunter Biden are coming out and his father. At the same time that every part of their agenda, including January 6th, is blowing up in their face, magically this bank, SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, they've been messing with for months. They decided to not fix it with a couple billion dollars. They decided to let it go under, and then now the crisis begins, but they can pose as the saviors. So, Pete Santillo, there's a lot to cover. You got the news right before I went on air, outrageously, with January 6th, with all these documents that the FBI accidentally gave over to the defense last Wednesday, all now confirmed, secret documents. People in the crowd being feds, provocateuring, spying on the defense team. The judge has said no harm, no foul. Trial goes forward after canceling trial Thursday and Friday. We should probably tackle that right now because you've got your folks inside the trial following it because they're weaponizing this, obviously. This is a beta test, a blueprint, a test for all of us right now. So let's tackle that first, then let's plow through everything today.
Alex, thank you very much for having me. Yeah, that's right. I have late breaking news actually coming out of the courtroom this morning. And we're expecting, the world was expecting, that the you know, the judge was going to rule fairly, weren't we? Just kidding. Of course not. No, Alex, we were expecting that the judge would see all of these motions that were very well prepared. And these motions, for those that like to read them like me, I suggest you download them. You can get them on Pacer. We'll have them published on our websites. But basically what they contend with is the attorneys have said this is outrageous government conduct. And here are the following reasons why. And they cite law. Now, in previous cases, we won't talk about the cases that I've been in, but identically, same issues. It's called cases called Jenks, Giglio, and Brady. Those three things that you never break those rules when you're the government, especially when somebody's at trial and when a jury seated. Well, they, in fact, did that. On top of everything else that we know that they withheld from the defendants, from the public, they are basically right in front of the jury attempting to deceive the jury. The FBI agent perjured herself on the stand. They cited that. They also cited some documentation where she was ordered to remove 338 lines of information. Now, this is the update from the court. This is what you would expect in a court of law, but we have lawlessness. And I would say that as of this morning, Alex, I'm going to have to call it what it is, that Judge Kelly at this point is now complicit as part of this color revolutionary attempt to overthrow the United States of America by not doing the right thing and punishing the government.
And let's be clear, in your case, they got caught withholding evidence, and it was you were set free because you were innocent in the whole Bundy fiasco. So this is very rare. We talked this morning at like 8 a.m. You thought the judge would have to do the right thing. He didn't. He said, all this is wonderful.
Yeah, not only said all this is wonderful, he basically was not only dismissive, but rushed into, I mean, just stated over and over again, shut down the attorneys. I mean, I have just about the entire transcript highlighted. I can give you a couple of things. They were contending with whether the agent Miller had misrepresented stuff on the record. And when I break this down, if you want to get into the details, I'm going to just give you the general highlights. But this is what the judge did in opposition to what the judge normally would have to do under the law. Now, I had a leftist, Obama-appointed, Harry Reid-supported La Raza judge. Her name was Gloria Navarro. And when she encountered the same exact gross government misconduct, she dismissed the case. Because when the government does this, what they've done in the courtroom in this past week, the punishment goes to the government, regardless of what the defendants.
And Pete, let's just add, this is now broken as a national story. This is all in the news. The Judiciary Committee in the House is looking at an investigation of this. The judge, in the face of all that, doesn't give a rat's ass because he's part of Mordor, the special judges they've got in D.C.
Does not. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a couple of quotes by the judge, Judge Kelly. Everything you've mentioned so far is covered in my ruling. I've ruled on this and just shuts it down. I'll give you an example of what Roger Roots was asking. The government contended that the 338 lines that the FBI agent was ordered to remove, the government stated, well, that was regarding a different case and just glossed right over it. Well, Roger Roots says, something doesn't smell right about that. What is that case that they're referring to? Can we at least get that information and cross-examine? And the judge said, that's not necessary. We go ahead and trust your judgment. Well, Carmen Hernandez jumped out there and said, why are you trusting that the government is doing this? Now, let's go back, Alex, if we could.
Let's remember, it says in there, I've been ordered to destroy evidence. That's always illegal. They use the term destroy evidence.
Illegal. That's exactly right. And guess what? They also not only glossed over, okay, but the agent was allowed, once the jury was seated, came back in under cross-examination and gave hearsay testimony, assuming that the document that was emailed to Enrique Terrio, that was provided for by the FBI informant, she was just assuming that because she got a report that said that he edited, modified, or copied it, that it came from him. Literally,
so it's on record that this lady connected to the CIA and FBI brings them the 1770 document about a plan to attack D.C., And so now they're even bringing in things and falsely testifying on things that are known not to be true.
That's exactly right. The judge was heavily siding with the prosecution in opposition to the law. Now, as I said, a leftist judge, when the government commits such gross, outrageous government misconduct, they dismiss the case right there on the spot.
So this is total weaponization.
It is not only weaponization, but I'm going to tell you something. They have asked for a special master to come in and to take a look at certain items. That's a reasonable request to hold off on the jury, to put the jury out. The judge refused to do that, refused to see any evidence whatsoever, said it was irrelevant. I'm going to let this in. Shut these attorneys down as any tyrant would certainly do that's involved and complicit in a color revolutionary overthrow of the United States of America. Now, Alex, here's the most important part. I have been kind of quiet about it in the public because I was hoping it would flesh out in the Proud Boys trial in the courtroom. There are whistleblowers internally that Tucker had indicated there was facial recognition of the individuals at that frontline breach, that first breach where the barricades were, where the guy, Ryan Samsel with the red hat was, and Ray Epps was whispering in his ear. They have internal whistleblowers who are they're prohibited from volunteering this information, but if called to testify, would certainly do that. They found that the majority of the people at that first breach were feds. In fact, it was a difficult time finding people to prosecute. The majority of them, I will state. Now, that will have to be stated by those whistleblowers if called to testify. But in most cases, the judges, and this has been the pushback, the attorneys say that the judge will shut it down because they're on a fishing expedition. This evidence exists. Tucker Carlson admitted to that last week. There is plenty of evidence of all of these federal agents, quite a few of them. Why can't we see it? Because it might reveal that they were the ones that were, in fact, breaking the law and provocateuring and causing people to do things they normally wouldn't do. There's so much overwhelming evidence of what these known agents, up to and including, by the way, there were military personnel that were actually commandeered and used for special purposes on January 6th. Under the authority of A.G. Rosen, he unilaterally decided to set up a special commando.
All right, stay right there. Let's talk about that when we come back.
And by the way, thank you for your support. The CBD product from InfoWarsStore.com is truly outstanding. I've got one of my family members on it, and it's working wonders. It is highly potent. It's very effective. We've tested it in the laboratory, and it's an extraordinary value. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the CBD oil. I think that's the 1,000 milligram bottle that I'm referring to there, but there are some other formats that are available as well.
All right, Peace Santilli, recapping how huge this is. You're not BSing. You are literally all over this with your sources inside the trial. I can confirm what you're saying from my sources, that they are not letting Tucker Carlson and others have access to the face scanning. But according to the people that are ready to go public, but under the law and under the regulations in 4 years and their non-disclosures, they've got to be called. They can't even approach Congress, which is totally wrong. But we know they've been blocking FBI whistleblowers at Congress regardless, that the facial recognition software and other systems confirm the majority of the people leading the first breach, with Ray Epps directing it, were military and FBI. Well, we know there was hundreds of FBI and hundreds of military. They admitted declassified documents there. So this is outrageous. Please continue.
Yeah, now, remember, there was a special forces team, commandos, fully outfitted. They weren't in civilian clothes. They were stationed 30 miles away in Quantico for weapons of mass destruction because the president and the vice president were on property for the event. They were 30 miles away to deploy in the event something happens. A.G. Rosen, on the morning of January 6th, actually got quote-unquote intel that the FBI was under threat of attack. And the FBI, through Rosen, without any congressional oversight or Capitol Police knowledge, deployed special forces in, so they had military-styled, you know, heavily armed special forces commandos would shoot to kill authority. And there were civilian-clothed military personnel Joint Terrorism Task Force members. The reason why they do this, Alex, is you want to know why each department has rules of engagement and laws that they can operate in under the law. The reason why they have these Joint Terrorism Task Force is because if the FBI has authority to do one thing, they essentially meld them into their operating unit. That way they cover the broad base of laws that they should ever decide to violate.
So here's the bottom line. We got to move to other issues, but this is huge. We'll cover it more soon in next hour with this other guest. You're going to ride shotgun with us. But this could bring down the whole deep state. They bet everything on this. Their desperateness to get rid of Trump. They're so scared. They're suppressing things in this trial. That's all coming out now. But if they admitted it, it would come out. So they're just hoping they can suppress it now. This is desperateness.
I'm going to say this exclusively right here on InfoWars, on the Alex Jones Show. They don't want anyone to see the facial recognition because there's a couple of people that I've already identified and have seen the facial recognition of Ukrainians that were on the ground, Azov battalion members that are associated and connected to John McCain, Lindsey Graham, dating all the way back to the overthrow. That's why they don't want us to see the facial recognition. Those people were in the crowd. Evan Newman was also a Ukrainian color revolutionary protester. He was able to evade FBI. They let him go, actually, and he escaped to Belarus. Some complexities there. More to come. Hopefully, it'll get blown up in court. The truth shall set us free, of course. It always comes out.
All right, shifting gears. Everything's coming out. The gain of function, just so many big issues, the illegal spying, the censorship, and now we have the banking crisis right on time.
You know, I'm going to call it what it is. This is a controlled demolition of our financial system. What do they say? Cui bono? Who gains to benefit from the destruction of the dollar? Probably this guy right here that wrote Executive Order 14067, that number that General Flynn spoke of just the other day. 14067 is a 17-page document I just held up that outlines the implementation of the central digital currency. Now, here's another thing that we're not tying into this. A lot of these banks, as I'm being told by an internal U.S. bank executive, is that FTX had a lot to do with these banks that are defaulting. These smaller banks associated with FTX and another company called Tether. Guess who Tether is and who they're connected to? We have been able to connect that, A, they don't have a good accounting. Nothing's on the books. And B, their central intelligence agency connected. Tether was responsible for a lot of this FTX stuff, a lot of Ukrainian money flowing back during the campaign in 2022. But this mismanagement of the FTX fund with this this young group of woketards, I think, was helping and in pre-planning this controlled demolition. And they're right on schedule with this. Of course, they're going to be acquiring these smaller banks like SVB that go belly up for $200 billion. And I just found out this morning that HSBC bought the UK division for a buck something. They're going to buy them pennies on the dollar. So what do they do? Take them down, buy them up for pennies on the dollar, and whisk away the evidence of Tether's involvement and, of course, the black money involvement in bringing this banking system down. For what purpose? Take down cryptocurrencies, of course, set up their own, and come in with a new digital centralized controlled system.
Man, Pete, you just crystallized in 2 minutes what I tried to say in the whole first hour. Incredible job. Here is Axios now calling it the largest bank run in history. But Biden's saying it's not a bailout, but it is a bailout because he's guaranteeing all the deposits. Where do you see this going? Bank stocks tumble. Others rise on hopes for easier rates. What do you think?
Well, what I know, and I studied this, not to claim bragging rights on this, but I studied the subprime mortgage meltdown in 2008. The subprime lending debacle, Obama was behind that. Believe it or not, it fueled his political campaign. I did forensic audits of a lot of the mortgages he had coming. That's a method of money laundering to these political campaigns through organized crime. These organized criminals outside of the mortgage industry and the banking industry, they know how to move money like this. And they also know that all they had to do, instead of going to Congress for $800 billion like they had to do in 2008, Hank Paulson, that is, well, they implemented the Dodd-Frank bill which essentially allows them, instead of going through Congress and taking extra time, why not just go with the deposits that are in the bank? Now, there was going to be outrage initially, and Joe Biden mentioned it this morning. He said, oh, it's not going to come from the taxpayers. It's going to come from the fees. Well, who's paying the fees? I mean, there's no robots that are generating these fees. It's ultimately money that's coming from the consumer.
And fees are another word for bail-ins.
Fees are another word for bail-in. This is a bailout. I think they got caught off guard, surprised by the magnitude of the bank that was being taken down with SVB, over $250 billion in assets. That's a huge hit. That's the type of thing that causes the contagion that results in trillions of dollars unraveling, because there's downstream debtors and investors that are impacted by this when somebody can't pay.
Exactly. Well, they've been getting feverishly ready in all these hearings we've seen for a new banking crisis, but they weren't ready yet to use it to get the central bank digital currencies. It looks like they've been caught off guard.
They were caught off guard. The FDIC announced what they were going to do just weeks ago. They said, we're going to shut the banks down on a Friday, let the institutional investors get their money out. Well, guess what? The FDIC only has $125 billion to cover. The remaining balance of all that stuff, whether you're insured or not, they will call that an uninsured deposit. And you're out of luck and your money is wiped out. So this thing would have caused civil unrest if he did not basically lie to us as they normally do. The question is, ladies and gentlemen, can you believe anything coming out of their mouths? Just go back a couple of years and remember 14 days to flatten a curve. That should tell you everything you need to know. And here's the last thing. The people that are at the podium offering any solution, those are the perpetrators of the crimes. That's exactly how you ID who these people are behind the scenes taking our system down.
And I know you've been a financial guy the whole time, so you're an expert on this, but you really just called it. What can we do to counter this?
You know, to counter, now solutions are really, really huge. Right now, everyone must, all the way down to the residential level, meaning every person hearing our voice, you protect life, liberty, and property, you protect your family, you take care of your household, of course, and then join together to protect your neighbors and people on your street and people within your township and your county. General Flynn says it best, and he's been pounding it into my head, local action will have a national impact.
No, I totally agree. How bad do you think this is going to get?
I think that we must prepare for, and it is war. It's economic warfare and psychological warfare being perpetrated upon us. If you remember the name Larry Grathwall, he said early on when he was internally in the bedroom of, or the living room of Bill Ayers, they were pre-planning this. All these Columbia University intellectuals said they would eventually just track, trace, profile us, put us in education camps, and then those that don't get along will exterminate.
They'd use Cloud and Piven to implode the economy to get us under their thumb. Guys, pull up Larry Grathwall clip. We'll play it next hour, where he talked about there at Columbia University with the weathermen, where they were openly planning to bring down America and put us in slave death camps for their enjoyment. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number three. Another special guest on the same subject joining us. It's all coming up. Hour number three. This is not a spectator sport. Spread the links. Infowars.com.
Alex Jones, thank you for representing and being bold. And everybody needs the support on InfoWarsStore.com.
You heard it from Michelle, everybody. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something.
Alex, thank you for being so bold and talking about topics that are so secret. And I can't wait to interview you.
Inside Bohemian Grove, baby. Woo! Everyone at Fight Club loves Alex Jones. Woo! InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, a great researcher, Doug Hagman, is going to be joining us. Pete's going to ride a little bit with us, shotgun, because these guys are birds of a feather, really smart. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, coming up. Pete Santilli, PeterSantilli.com, is here with us now. Other big issues that are out there for you on the radar right now, Peter Santilli.
You know, we're major investigation going on, uncovering the cartel deeply embedded in bribing public officials. And this is not conspiracy theory. Even El Chapo, through his testimony, and also leaks through his attorney, that these politicians, if you ever wondered why the system is so corrupt, like the judges, like Kelly, they're on the payroll. They get bribed. They get their trinkets on the side. They get these mortgage refinances. We're investigating that. And it's not a conspiracy theory, because the president of Mexico is on the payroll of the Sinaloa cartel. The FBI director was just brought up for trial. But that is a major, major investigation going on. And it's easy to see the anomalies when you do open source research, because mortgages and title is out in the open. So we're going after who we suspect are corrupt criminals. We're going to expose them.
And by the way, that was my next point. It's like the season of exposure. Everything the globalists are doing right now is being exposed. And the Mexican president, who literally is known to work for the Sinaloa cartel, says, if you target our cartels, we'll throw your elections. I mean, they talk about Russian collusion. Here's a head of state saying, I'll control your election.
El Chapo said out of his prison cell at ADX in Colorado, several stories below ground, that if it weren't for the American politicians on the payroll, he would have never been as successful as he was. That tells you everything you need to know. But, you know, back to the point, you asked me a question as to what I think needs to be done, where we're going. They have been planning for decades to categorize us, get us reeducated. Those that won't, like me, that are belligerent, won't comply. They'll exterminate us. This is coming, folks. They've spoken of it. They've even started it with releasing a bioweapon. They have no qualms with killing millions and millions of people wrapped in an American flag, dressed as a medical industrial complex person. So this is coming to us. But what we can do is at the county and state level, let's get with our sheriffs, start prosecuting the people at these hospitals that have been killing people in our communities with remdesivir. Let's shut down these computer systems that are being controlled back end by companies that are foreign, like Ericsson Corporation and iConnective. They have a way to technologically get into our systems, and it's being run by a foreign corporation called Ericsson. And they were given the authority to do that by the FCC. Huge things we can do, but it has to happen at the county level. Think your residents, think your county, think your state. And guess what? We can just opt out of that 10 square miles, just as we did in 1776, have a declaration of freedom and just basically don't even speak to them. We'll just do our own thing and do it right at the county level. That's what I believe we need to do, and stand in the gap peacefully, I might add. Communist Romania, they wanted Laszlo Tokes, the pastor. Well, Ceausescu, that communist dictator, wanted to come get him because he had a church with some young people that were very vigorously proclaiming their faith in Jesus Christ. The people stood in the gap. A few started in a candlelight vigil and said, if you want our pastor, you got to come past us. They stood there peacefully. Next thing you know, tens of millions of people joined and stood in the gap. Now, of course, some people died because Ceausescu shot them. But guess what? Communism will disintegrate. The police, the military, the bureaucracy will disintegrate when we decide to just completely and totally become the most ungovernable batch of belligerents.
Well, that's right. We have to call their bluff. It'll be 1,000 times worse if we don't. We're going to have to go through some pain here, folks, but we've got to do it. Pete Santilli, stay right there, petersantilli.com. What an incredible time to be alive right now. The globalists are at their most dangerous. We talked about this morning off air, because they're losing on every front. They are going to pull some major crap. And I wanted to hold you over with the great Doug Hagmann coming on, because you guys are paralleled in your analysis. I want to hear you both talk. What people are missing about January 6th, Fauci's Acosta interview that's so important, the pillaging of our monetary system, and more. HagmannPI.com. We'll be right back. HagmannPI.com. Stay with us. So you've seen on this show just today, bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that will affect the world for the better, and that's putting the tyrants on their heels. But we can't do it without your support. I just did 2 hours. I did plug in the first hour. I just did 2 hours and did not do one plug. You tune into all the rest of the talk radio, because I get it. Nobody listens to the ads. They're plugging in the segment, out of the segment. Start of the segment, out of the segment. I can't do that. our money problems would be over if I just did that. We have sponsors lined up out the ass. But I cannot stand to do it. I just want to sell supplements and books and films at InfoWarsStore.com that empower you, that enrich your mind, that inform you, and that keep us on air. So, less than 1% of listeners actually buy products. Most listeners do share the articles and videos. That's why we're so successful. You're the reason we're successful. Not just the great guests, not just the great analysis. But I can't do it without you. So I need those that have been on the fence for whatever reason to go get the best CBD oil you're going to find out there for the price. It's the highest grade at less than 50% off what anybody else sells it for. To go get our nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. To get our great prebiotics sold out for over a year. Finally back in stock, 40% off. Or the Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years with supply chain breakdowns. Now, finally back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies and the sleep aid knockout and so many other great products like Down and Out. And the new turmeric toothpaste that is full of vitamins and minerals and tea tree oil and highest quality iodine, not just the turmeric. So good for your gums, so good for your cells, so good to rejuvenate your body. InfoWarsStore.com is the coordinates to get great products and know at this critical time you are fighting against the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are barely in the black. I humbly appreciate your support, and I'm asking those of you that have supported to support again, get great products at the same time, and I'm asking those of you on the fence to take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation. Only way you lose is not taking action. Make a straight donation as well on the site, InfoWarsStore.com.